Bem-vindo ao podcast Inglês para Avançados da Transparent Language.
Many basic words like address, age, air, back, baby, beach, and blanket can also be verbs. An address is where a person lives or where something is. It can also mean when you speak to someone about something in a particular way. For example, we can say that the president addressed the population in his last speech. To address can also mean to try to solve a problem. The principal and the teachers were addressing the problem of lack of discipline in the classroom. Your age is how old you are. But if you age, you start getting older. Doctors are trying to delay the aging process. We need air to breathe and keep us alive. But if we're angry, we can air our feelings, saying what is bothering us. To air can also mean when a TV station broadcasts a program. For example, CNN aired the presidential debate last night. The back is a part of our body. But if we back something, we support it. We give it our support. An example. They say the government is backing and financing the rebellion. But who knows what's true, right? The verb baby is used when you're really kind to someone or treat them like a baby. Catherine babies her teenage boys so much. How does she expect them to become real men? Now, if a whale is beached, it means that it swam too close to the shore and got stuck in the sand. We also say that we beached a boat when we pull it onto the sand and away from the sea. A blanket is a cover made for your bed for cold days. To blanket, then, means to cover, and it is often used when referring to snow or fog. For example, the mountaintop was blanketed in snow. Or, the fog blanketed all the city.